Where would horses be kept?
Our horses were always kept out on the open range.
Mm-hmm. No shelter for them? Or?
No shelter for them. We're in a warm country down here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you take it, though, why people that have these fine race horses and things, they had barns at one time. Mr. Coleman had a barn here, and he kept his thoroughbred horses. He put them on the track and run them and things like that. But
they don't have horse racing in Texas,
Texas,
do
no,
they?
No. No horse racing. It was voted down the other day.
What do you think of that? Do you think they should?
I think that we need horse racing.
Mm-hmm.
From a financial standpoint, we don't need it from a, I guess, from a moral standpoint. I don't know. That's a big question.
Mm-hmm.
I voted for it, I'll say that.
It was defeated pretty soundly, wasn't it?
What?
It was defeated pretty soundly, wasn't it?
No, not too bad, not too bad. It was defeated, but not like it had been heretofore. It seemed like they made it. Better inroad on it this time.
Where would you keep hogs?
Hogs, they keep them in the pens, hog pens. And you take it, I worked on a ranch here that had hogs, and they built special pens for their hogs. And they built concrete baths for them where they could go in there and keep cool in the summer, and of course shades. And they would take these pigs, young pigs when they were born, take them out and take them to the pastures and let them stay over there until they got older, and then try to get them, catch them. And lots of times they didn't get them, but these hogs would feed on the pear apples. We call them tunas, that's the Spanish name for them.
Well, what? The pear apples?
Pear apples, yes.
From that prickly?
Yeah, prickly pear. Nearly any animal will eat that. Eat the Mexican wets that come over from Mexico. They eat the tunas, and they eat the mesquite beans whenever they have nothing else, and sometimes.
There are no thorns in the pear apples?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it has thorns, but they can take a little piece of grass or something and brush them off. They're easier to get rid of. They're small, very small.
Mm-hmm. Mentioned on pigs, when they're about half grown, you don't call them pigs, you call them...
Shoats, is it?
Uh-huh. Then if they're male, you call them...
Boar.
Uh-huh. What about females?
Females, a sow.
Mm-hmm. What if she's never had pigs?
Still a sow, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever, the word boar, did, when you were growing up, did it sound sort of bad to say the word boar? Or did
No.
It sounded okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the stiff hairs that a hog has on his back.
The bristle?
Uh-huh. What about the big teeth that they have?
Tushes?
Mm-hmm.
Javelines. We got the javelines out here, the wild hogs.
You call us
Javelines.
Uh-huh. That's
they call them picari here. J-A-V-E-L-I-N.
What's that?
J-A-V-E-L-I-N-A. Javelina. That'd be feminine.
Uh-huh. That's a wild hog?
That's a wild hog. They're called picari, English. P-E-C-C-A-R-I, picari. See them in
that's another name for a wild hog.
That is, they claim that they're not a species of the hog, but I don't know.